Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 363. I'm Barry Kantz, your host. And Lorraine is back. And we're going to discuss a few ideas that you can use to improve your business in 2016. The Home Base Travel Agent Show is an affiliate member of the National Association of Career Travel Agents, NACTA. Okay, I want to wish you a Happy New Year and wish you all the success in your business for 2016. Thank you for listening to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. We look forward to bringing you the show in 2016. In fact, 2016 will be our 11th year producing this show for the travel professional. Now, our website is located at hometravelagent.net, and there you're going to find the show notes, a built-in player, many archived shows that you can go back and listen to. In fact, you can choose your subject matter by clicking on the tag cloud on the right-hand side of the webpage. So it's easy to do. And I encourage you to go over to iTunes when you get a chance. Subscribe on iTunes. That helps us out. And also leave us a review over there. Any review that you can leave is appreciated, and that helps us out too. And you can subscribe to the show notes, which you get in your email inbox every time we produce a show. And to do that, you can put your email address in a box at the right-hand side of the webpage at hometravelagent.net, and you'll get the show notes, and we won't spam your inbox. You're only going to receive an email when we publish a show, or if we have something that's pretty important to pass along to you. And you can email me at barry@hometravelagent.net. We would love to hear from you, our listeners. Let us know what you like, don't like about the show. Suggest guests, whatever you want to do. Your feedback is important to us here at the Home Base Travel Agent Show. We want to improve the show for you. Now, before we get into the show, I want to talk a little bit about Travify. Travify is a sponsor of the show, and they help you produce beautiful-looking itineraries for your clients. And it takes away the hassle of cutting and pasting from your Excel spreadsheet or your Microsoft Word and update changes. Travify simplifies all that, and you can try out Travify for free for 10 days. And if you decide to go further into it, you can get 10% off, a 10% discount, by using the promo code HBTAS10. HBTAS10. And just go to travify.com/agent and enter the promo code for the 10% discount. And you're going to be surprised about the time you can save for only $9.99 a month. And when you sign up using the promo code, you help the Home Base Travel Agent Show out, and I really appreciate that. So with that brief word from our sponsor, I want to get right into our interview today with Lorraine. So here we go. Welcome, everybody. We're in the interview portion, and boy, we have a special guest, but I even hate to say guest, but it's a surprise visit, and it's not Santa Claus. And it's someone we haven't seen for a while or heard from in a while. And here she is, Lorraine.
Hi, Barry. It is wonderful to be back on. You're right. It seems like it's been quite a while since we've been able to do one of our podcasts together. It's great to be back.
Yeah, you know, and I have to tell our friends out there that Lorraine and I have already been talking for over an hour, just catching up and having a good time, just talking about everything under the sun. And finally we thought, well, gosh, we're going to do a podcast. Maybe we ought to hit the record button here.
Well, it's one of the gifts that you bring to the show, Barry, is you're very easy to talk to and you're full of information and you're goal-driven. And one of the things that we did talk about is, well, what topic are we going to be talking about today? And how do we integrate it into travel agents to be able to help them become the best that they can be? So we came up with a topic, and this is when I turn it back over to you, Barry, so that you can introduce the topic and get us started.
Well, you know, like we were talking about in our conversation prior to hitting the record button, we were talking about this being a year-end show, and, you know, we're recording this just before Christmas here, but, you know, I said, and I want to get this out, you know, after Christmas, but before the new year. And let's make this a year-end show. And when you have a year-end show, it's always a good topic is usually to talk about what you're going to do in 2016. And you know, that kind of falls within the in the realm of goals. Well, what do I want to do in 2016? And you know, let's make some goals here. It's, what do I want to accomplish? And you know, within the travel agent realm, you know, what should people be thinking about in terms of a goal, accomplishments? And Laurita and I got to talking about that. And you know, one of the things that, if you're not already, you should probably consider joining an association, because being with a group of people with like interests is very important. And you know, you bounce things off each other and talk about goals, talk about what you're going to do, how do you accomplish these goals. And of course, we're a NACTA affiliate, so you know, we're going to say, well, you should, you know, take a look at NACTA. They have a lot to offer. And Laureen, being a NACTA regional director, is in a position, in a better position than I am, to talk about, well, what does NACTA have to offer, and how would NACTA relate to 2016 and the goals that you might set, Laureen?
Because I'm the co-director for San Francisco Bay Area NACTA chapter, as well as being the Northwest regional director. And we just had our end of the year lunch and learn. Our chapters tend, because we're in San Francisco, it's easier for us to have a lunch and learn instead of a cocktail reception, evening dinner, anything like that. It's just a metropolitan area. San Francisco can be a zoo around dinner time. So we set our meeting so it's in the middle of the day. And we actually had about 25 agents come from all over the Bay Area. And we specifically set for our meeting at this month so that we didn't have a supplier come in. We wanted to dedicate it to building goals, just networking, and to be able to talk about maybe what should things that people reach for 2016. And the joy of being in an association like NACTA is that you have peer-to-peer support, which is very important, because so many times when we're home-based, we tend to isolate a little bit. We don't have an office to go to like they do in a brick and mortar, so it doesn't always take us out of the house. And being part of an association gets you more involved with like-minded people. And if you're able to attend a NACTA chapter meeting, it's a great way to be able to connect with other people, be able to learn their expertise, and you can't do everything. So one benefit is going to a meeting and meeting somebody on a one-to-one basis and building contacts. Another benefit is what we call the NAD. It's the NACTA Agent Digest, and it's an email list that you can post a question to if you have issues. Hey, I have a client going to Barcelona, and they want to do some day tours. Does anybody have a supplier that they would recommend? Or I am sending clients on a riverboat cruise. Can anybody tell me the difference between the top three? Anything like that, a wide range of topics is on that list. So that's another benefit of NACTA. The NACTA website was just upgraded and updated this week. It's mobile ready. It's very easy to use. If you go to NACTA.com, you'll be able to see how it's changed. It's mobile ready. It looks great. They've done a really good job in making it accessible to people. One of the things you will see on the NACTA website, if you are a member, is the option to be able to go to your one sheet. And Barry and I spent, I think, a large portion of a past podcast talking about what a one sheet is. It's kind of a one-page resume that you can either give to your client or to a supplier. And it really helps you build together what your certifications are, who are you, what can you provide your client, and it's all on one sheet. So again, that's another useful benefit that's provided to us as an active member. So Barry, what are maybe some other goals that people might be able to set for themselves as we move gradually or speedily, whichever time zone you're in these days, to 2016?
Well, another great goal that everyone should have that's in business is, you know, setting a sales goal. You know, what dollar volume do you want to move each month? And maybe you pick a month. Maybe you pick a month out in July and say, you know, my goal is in July. And you have to be specific, and you have to have time frames on goals. But you say, you know, in July I want to move this much volume in sales and put a dollar amount to it. So you got to be specific. So sales goals are always good, and to keep those goals in front of you as a reminder. And you know, then below the goal, then you have to have some tactics, some strategy in order to accomplish those goals. You need to give that some thought too. Another good goal is to know what your specialty is. And if you want to add specialties, you know, get some education. Go out there and there's plenty of opportunities for education for travel agents online and in person at conferences and things. But you know, look at a specialty and say, you know, I want to specialize in this, or I want to go deeper into my specialty and look at some fam trips and that type of thing. So those types of goals are good as well.
Speaking about specializations, the Hawaii Visitors Bureau has totally revamped their website also. In fact, all of their training modules, and I will provide the link to Barry so you can put in the show notes on how to get there. I believe it's agents.go.hawaii or something close to that, but I'll give the link to Barry. If you want to become Hawaii specialized, there's an overall certification program as well as individual smaller islands specialization. And that really helps you be able to qualify your clients on which island would be the most appropriate. Because if you have a client going, I want to go to Hawaii, you need a little more detail about, so which island would be the best fit for them. And that's on you as a travel agent to be able to talk with your client with full knowledge to be able to know the difference between what Oahu has to offer clients versus maybe clients who are more into nature and wilderness and hiking. And okay, so would that be for your client Kauai or Hawaii? So this certification program, it's good. As I mentioned, they just revamped it. So if you were certified 2 years ago, you need to redo your certification, but it's totally worth it.
Yeah. And before we hit the record button, you know, Laureen, what we were talking about Alaska land travel, land tours. And Laureen, you've developed a real nice specialty in Alaska land. And you do a good job of selling that. You know, tell us a little bit about how did you develop that specialty? It kind of developed over time because I know you and what happened, but you made connections and made relationships there.
Absolutely. One of the things that Barry and I were talking about is, do I sell cruises anymore? Well, yes, I do sell cruises. But in the last couple of years, I have sold more land packages to Alaska, either pre or post, in addition to the traditional land cruises, sea cruises, land cruises, that'd be a new one. But it's a total different experience. And part of how that came about was for, it's called the AWE program. It's the Anchorage Wilderness Expert program, which I, again, will provide Barry with the link to that. And it's a module program, and it really teaches you about the land portion of Alaska versus just selling the inside passage and how different they are from one another in terms of learning about life on the land portion. I had no idea, and Barry, I don't know if you knew this, but the state of Alaska is 1/5 of the size of the continental U.S. Whoa, it's huge. And literally it tops all the way from the border of Canada all the way across from California to Florida, and it's 1/5 size. It's massive. So, you know, it allows you the opportunity to tell your clients and work with them about, you know, realistically, how much of Alaska can you see? Because you're going to want to keep going back again and again. So thank you for bringing that up, Barry. And it's another opportunity for you as a travel agent to go, you know what, let's see, might be a little bit different. Instead of just sending somebody on a cheap Alaska cruise, which the irony is honestly, by the time they're done with the back sell of everything that's on a cruise, like a drink around every corner or a photo around every corner or check out our art gallery, being on a land package or even a small ship, which is a whole different category, is actually a much better value. And to the small ships that I'd recommend would be Alaskan Dream Cruise, which we have had as a topic here as one of our past podcasts. But also in terms of certification, there's a cruise line called Uncruise. Yes, they have a very they have small ships, and they will go around Alaska, Hawaii, the Galapagos. They go to Sea of Cortez, the Columbian Snake River. So again, in terms of certifying yourself to be able to separate yourself from the herd, I definitely recommend going to the Uncruise website and checking out their video and their training program.
Yeah, and you know, the training programs are great, and I think they're essential. And you should take all the training program opportunities that you can get your hands on if you're developing a specialty. But I think you've done something that's really key in terms of developing a specialty, Laureen, and you've developed personal relationships with suppliers.
Yes, yes, definitely. I have the honor of, as Barry knows, in September, I went on a road trip with the owners of Salmon Berry Tours and was able to work with them closely to have them understand what works when working with a travel agent versus just your generic basic consumer. And this company is a small company. They're Alaska land based. They can put together a land package for you, for your clients, anywhere between 7 and 10 days. They can do a post addition to a cruise ship, like if, for example, you have clients going on a Royal Caribbean from Seward down to Vancouver, add 3 days land package on there. And this small company, and it has to do with relationship building and being able to help support the vision of what you as a travel agent wants to do when you're working with your clients and building that relationship with a small company so that they understand what it is. And they're not cookie cutter and they will do things differently. Also developed relationships with suppliers on Hawaii. Build a great relationship with a res agent at All About Hawaii, which is a tour company that's located in Tigard, Oregon, and all they sell is Hawaii. That's their focus, All About Hawaii. They have different components, but the one I focus on, and finding a reservation agent that you can work with so that they understand what you're trying to bring into your clients. So again, thank you, Barry. You're always good at that, about pointing out the things, you know, as a travel agent, you should probably build a relationship with somebody. Oh, yeah. So that way, when you work with somebody, you actually have more of a one-to-one contact instead of just a generic call center relationship.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to go there. I think really to have a specialty, you should you know, go to the area that you're specializing in, and while you're there, build those relationships. But you can also, you know, start that process at conferences, and you know, things like the NACTA conference, and there's other conferences, the Home Based Travel Agent Conference, which is down here in Florida. I'm trying to think. I think there's one coming up. I'll have to look that up. But anyhow, you know, those are good opportunities to find suppliers and build relationships too. But there's nothing like going to the locale where you're going to specialize, and working with people while you're there. Take a fam trip. You know, that's a great way to do it.
And limit yourself on the fam trips, you know, good or bad. I see some agents, that's all they do. They take fams. They got to go here. They got to go there. You got to go there. You know, after a while, there needs to be a time where you're selling travel, not just taking travel. And remember that the point of a fam is for you to get good information to sell the product, not just take them all the time. So, and that's the thing. And I'm very encouraging of people to do that, to take what they've learned and bring it back to their clients. These suppliers aren't providing you with all this information for you to keep it to yourself. And you can't keep anything until you give it away. And one of the other things about talking about giving things away, remember to go through your bookshelf and your filing cabinet and get rid of any outdated material. If you're finding that you're flipping through your cruise catalogs, get rid of the ones that still say 2015 on them or prior to that. Those dates aren't going to be appropriate anymore. The itineraries could very easily have changed from year to year. And your blue bin, I don't know how you guys are where you are, Barry. Our recycle bin is called the blue bin, and they pick up recycling every week. It's time to unload things, because catalog companies will be happy to send you new catalogs. As I just mentioned about Uncruise, they just came out with their 2016 catalog. It's completely different from last year. Time to get rid of the old, and you can refresh and downsize with the new.
Absolutely. That's I can recall times when I had boxes of sales materials from a whole bunch of suppliers in my basement. And I think they were down there 2 or 3 years until I got the idea I needed to get rid of those things. But, you know, it's good to plan to get rid of them at the start of the year, the end of the year, however you want to do it. But, yeah, clean things out.
And when ordering catalogs, I tend to just order 5 at a time. And the reason for that is I don't want too much and I don't want to be wasteful. So I don't order 10 catalogs at a time. If I need more, I can always get more. But then that way the tour company isn't spending their revenue shipping out a heavy box of things that just sit there and eventually get thrown into the waste bin. So when I order things, I tend to just order 5. One for me, and then 4 of them I will give away. And most of the time when I have with my clients tend to be either on email a lot or on the phone. And the only time I'm going to be giving them a catalog in person is if I'm meeting with them to be able to go over a package. So I don't go through a lot of paper. And so I really try to be conservative in this day and age and just try to eliminate waste.
Yeah, I know some people like to have that piece of paper in their hands. You know, I like to do things using technology, but everyone's not like that. So, yeah, sometimes you got to have those catalogs and those brochures and that type of thing, because people like to have it. They like to have it in front of them and look at it, and you don't have to boot it up.
That's right. I have clients like that. I have a client sending them on a cruise. It's American Cruise Lines. They have brought back paddle boat and river cruises here in the US. And it was just so funny because my client wanted a specific brochure on a specific itinerary. And they just don't do that. I had to send them a link so that they could have an e-brochure because they don't, well, they're like, but I don't want the whole catalog. I understand that, but there's, you know, in this day and age, they're not going to make this particular booking I had is for the Upper Mississippi cruise, and they just don't make a brochure for that particular itinerary. So my clients like, ugh, they were very old school. So I sent them a link so they could look at it nice and big on their screen, but I also handed them a paper catalog that had a whole bunch of other itineraries in it. But you know, sometimes you just got to do with what you got to do.
Absolutely. Another thing that that I like, and this could be a goal for you, is to sell by educating. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about this in a Business 101 podcast coming up. But see if you can find an opportunity maybe next year to write an article for your local newspaper, an article about a destination, or look for an opportunity, maybe a Rotary Club or somewhere where you can go and talk about a destination, talk about your expertise or write about your expertise. And that way people get to know you and they get to know that you're an expert in an area and they're likely going to come back and hopefully buy something from you. It's selling through education is a great tool. And if you listen to our show and listen to Chris Christensen, now he's a good example of how to tell a story about a destination. And that's the kind of educating that you might want to do if you ever have an opportunity to speak somewhere, like before a Rotary Club or whatever. Listen to Chris and how he comes across with his information about destinations. And he does hit that emotional chord, in some people. And that's the way to get people's attention, and they'll come back to you and hopefully buy from you.
Perfect, perfect. You know, and I think as we're wrapping this up, we're hoping to have a guest on next month. It'll either be January or February. We're kind of shooting for January. Catherine Heeg, and she will talk about how you use social media and different devices of communication to tell your story, to be able to have yourself stand out in the crowd and bring people to your business, and how you invest time into your business and into your vision. And we'd like, whenever possible, to have her as our first of the year podcast, so that way we can help everybody work towards starting the new year in a manner that they can bring more business to themselves.
Yeah, it's important to get yourself out there, and social media is a great way to do it. I have an unhappy Yorkie here, and she's a princess, and if she's not getting her way, she's gonna let you know about it. And you probably hear her in the background. Do you hear her?
Yeah, I do. She's
okay?
funny. I'm not used to hearing her. I'm used to hearing your dogs.
Yeah, Coco. Coco, he comes on the show once in a while, but all of a sudden now Gidget's our other dog, and she's a little Yorkie, and she is the princess, and she's not getting her way.
Well, I think this might be a good way for us to wrap up. That way she can get her full attention. So, Barry, how do the listeners reach you?
Well, they can get a hold of me by email at Barry, Barry, at hometravelagent.net, and on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS, the initials for the Home Based Travel Agent Show. And Laureen, how do people get a hold of you?
If anyone would like to reach me via email, I'm very accessible. It's sharp-tongued@ sharptongue@mac.com, and that's sharptongued, like sharp tongued, at mac.com. My business name is Sharp Tongue Consulting. And my personal Facebook is Loreen R. It's L-O-R-E-N-E-R. That would be for the Romero part. And my business Facebook page, which I would love to have more people like me and follow me, it's at Sharp Tongued, and I think it's Sharp Tongue Consulting. So one of the two. Trust me, there's not too many to mix them up. It's either Sharp Tongued or Sharp Tongue Consulting. And I would love to have more followers, and I will follow you also.
And I'm sure if they do a search on Facebook for Sharp Tongue, they're not going to come up with a lot more than you.
No. And I have a pretty distinguished logo, and it's very child-friendly.
You know, one more thing. I want to thank the listeners out there for being with us in 2015. It's nice to have you there. We really appreciate you being on board here with us. And Loreen and I both really hope that we're bringing you some good information to help you in your business, or at least something that's interesting, maybe a little nugget that you can take back and use, I hope. But thank you so much for being a part of our show by being a listener. You're very important to us.
So let's say, Barry, someone accidentally found us. You know, it happens. What would be the way that you would recommend that they subscribe to get our monthly podcast?
iTunes is great. It's still great. You know, someday someone may develop a directory that will overtake iTunes. But right now, that's where you go to get your podcasts. And go to iTunes, and all you have to do is just put in the word travel agent, and there's going to be a few shows that are going to pop up there, but the home-based travel agent show is going to be one of them. And just hit the subscribe button. That's all you need to do. And then in your favorite podcast app, we will appear every month, and sometimes more than just once a month.
Perfect. Thank you. And thank you, everybody in the audience. We do appreciate all that you give to us. It really makes me and Barry step out of our comfort zone a little bit. And we get speakers and guests, and it helps us to be able to reach out to bring people to you. There's no cost for this, for you to be subscribed. And I just also want to thank you, Barry, for all the years that we have done this together. It's pretty awesome. I think that the reason that you and I can talk to each other for an hour before we hit the record button is because you're such an easygoing, personable person. So.
Well, thank you, Loreen. And you're always great to talk to as well. And, you know, you have a personality that's just, you're an entertainer and you're good.
Well, thank you. Thank you, everybody. And happy 2016. I look forward to interacting with you on future podcasts. Thank you, Barry. Bye-bye.
Thank you, and happy new year. Well, thank you, Loreen. It's great to have you back. And we will be back next month, Loreen and I. We already have a guest scheduled, so I look forward to bringing you another show in January of 2016. And I want to thank you for being a listener to the Home Based Travel Agent Show. And again, a happy new year. Once again, if you'd like to contact me, email me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And with that, we will see you, or at least you'll be hearing us next year in 2016. Happy New Year once again, everybody. And I want to wish you a wonderful holiday season and the best for your business next year. And travel safe, stay healthy. Bye-bye now.